Mario. Who's Mario? Fuck Mario. Oh, that's from, what movie is that?
You're a dime.
The Mario, plus the Mario 99. Test.
No. Live in shame. Don't even know what you're worth.
You never seen people the Mario
stop
test?
And stare because you.
Wait, it's up and stick because you're bad and it shows.
From your head to your toes. Out of control. Baby, you know if I was your man.
Baby, you.
Never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home.
Back to you.
Every night. Doing you right. You the type of woman.
Deserves good things.
This for the diamond.
Hair for the rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just want to show you you are.
The Shedcast, brought to you by Alien Entourage and the Riverside Culture.
Yes, that's a good movie.
You scratched my CD.
Broad daylight. Broad daylight and you scratched it.
Man, that movie was amazing. Who did we have in the shed that was like, I think it was Q, remember? He was like, yo, you guys ever seen this movie called The Ringer?
Yeah.
And we were like,
have I ever seen The Ringer? Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yo, you see it? Right there?
Sipping on my beer. I just wanna make it clear.
Oh, whoops, hold on.
What's you playing on the screen there, Mikey? Why you trying to get them shit so hyphy? Didn't know you could be so likely to kill the game, strike twice like lightning. Seen us run up in the spot, do fighting. If you coming at the kid, why you trying? Don't know where I got this flow from, but it's flying. And when I'm smoking on this shit, you know it's feeling like I'm dying. Feeling like I'm dying.
I'm like a little.
Like I'm dying. Wow, 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 wow. I like my chicharrones a little zesty.
My headset is fucking up my shit.
Yeah, you can't wear a headset in a
bucket. Dude, that sounded kind of sick. What were you singing? I'm feeling like I'm flying.
I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I'm flying. If I'm lying, I'm dying, baby. I don't know where I was on the beat, though, but it did kind of sound sick. Sound like...
Just porch toward.
Where
that? Now back in the shed. Cracked an IPA. Hope one of my friends will give me head.
Not a chance. IPA. I think that Bernstein might be gay. Mikey's trying to show you how to play County Mr. Jones, like subliminally, like as you're playing the guitar, he's playing how-to videos in the background.
See, I know how to learn it easily.
Real quick.
That's
pass
close.
Me a bottle.
Ooh. You want to hear it real quick?
This ghost. What's it called?
It's actually
Mr. Jones.
Rather good. The beer. Yeah,
the good one.
The beer. Oh, the beer's great.
The beer.
And the beer.
Tasty.
I actually really like the design. That's just classic.
It's gonna come to the head.
Oh, okay. You'd never be able to survive across the pond.
Should have come to the
head. Across the pond, the beers are cold, probably.
They're room temp.
Actually, you know what they have?
They've been in the fridge for like an hour.
I'm okay with room temperature beer. In high school, when I used to keep beers in my closet,
as long as they're not,
I'm used
to. I mean, I've even drank a few warm beers.
Yeah,
I've definitely.
Yeah, warm IPA, but warm IPA though.
No, you can't do that.
Absolutely.
I've had a room temperature.
That's instant dry cotton mouth. You know.
Yeah, I feel like that might be approaching.
That's sandpaper tone.
There used to be something to digging up that beer.
That's the instrumental version.
Oh, it's
the headphones.
Yeah.
High school.
What is that?
It used to be something too when you got home from
the
concert and picking up that beer out of like
not plugged
closet.
And it's just a little extra harder because it fucking hurts your stomach a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is what getting drunk is like. I luckily didn't have to do closet beer.
No, because your parents are cool.
No.
my boy had an apartment down the road. So, like, and his parents didn't live there.
Well, when I was in the dorm.
You remember, yeah, Jimmy Dave. I talk about it all the time. That's my boy. But I used to actually, you know what, before, you know, did my equivalent to closet beer, because I never had, like, a closet, actually, to put beer in, is my neighbor's house, or, like, my neighbor behind me that had, like, an abandoned house.
So you guys, like, stash beers there?
Stash everything over there.
Nice pornos.
No, not once. Not once. Wow. Not a porno once. So I kept those close. Right on the hip.
Can't be right.
It goes a little something like this. Cut up, Maria. Show me some of them Spanish dances. Pass me a bottle, Mr. Jones. Sha-la-la-la-la, yeah. Yeah.
Hey. It's my favorite core in the 90s.
I don't think so.
I only hear it from headphones.
Absolutely. No. It's not coming.
Oh, yeah, it definitely happens. Definitely.
Okay. No, because I wanted to, so it'll could pick it up.
I believe it's Cutting Up Maria.
Cutting Up Maria.
Is that what it's about?
What?
Slicing this lady?
Yeah. No, what are you, Jeffrey Dahmer?
Slicing up Maria.
Yeah, I didn't realize
like
that.
Like a Ted Bundy.
Cut up Maria. Throw her in the back of the
Subaru hatchback.
She's been annoying. Her skin.
Oh, you could use your game.
Maria. Walking around my apartment doing the dances.
Trying to pick up other guys.
Oh, I look so good as Maria.
Where is Mr. Jones?
That's the whole yeah. track.
And you'll never be lonely.
You'll never be lonely.
Yeah, because you'll
never be lonely.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I need a refill.
Yeah.
All right, we need to do one.
Some of them Spanish dances.
You just didn't want to look through the water face at me, like when you go on a date and they put like a vase in between.
Yeah.
And I'm like not a tall. It might work for you because you could probably see over the flowers, but I can't. I'm like, you know what I mean? Welcome to America.
I don't think I've ever been on a date at a place that had flowers on the table.
I went on like a champagne cruise, and it was like they had like these things like on the fucking tables, like all of them. These like ornate kind of things, or like a wedding too. I feel like that's a pretty common thing is to put flowers? A big like some ornate design or some shit in the middle
At a wedding.
Precisely. Yeah. Sometimes they might be just a little bit overdone.
Could be little acorns in a cup too. I mean,
that's pretty cool. It's rustic.
Could be underwhelming.
I like that underwhelming. I prefer that. There was one where they did like those fake candles, like the
LEDs.
Yeah, like the little battery powered ones, and it just fucking flickers.
Yeah,
and they did it in. Like it was like gelatin and like it looked like it was underwater, like kind of like in a snow globe, but it was like a candle in a snow globe. Kind of that shit was pretty dope. Kind of trippy.
Kind of trippy.
Yeah.
Did you shake the snow globe?
Nah, you couldn't do it like that. But now that I'm thinking about it, that would be a really cool business.
The snow globe candle business?
No, just creating fucking centerpieces for weddings.
I think that's out there. It's floors.
Yeah, but we're talking about
go for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm talking about hyper focus
on snow globes.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Talking about I go
shit.
And I get.
Why do you just call it trippy shit?
Yeah, I go and I get baby pictures of all the people who are going to the wedding, and I put them inside the centerpiece,
that's
and
cool. It revolves like a lazy out. Susan. Yeah, to creep everyone out.
Yeah.
So they sit down and
I
like,
go and I dig up all their dead pets and taxidermy them and bring them there for the
makes them feel good.
Yeah, it's like comfort.
I get that. They're like, yeah. Spark. Wait, what? Did somebody stuff sparkles and put them as a decorative piece?
Yes.
How they even find sparkles? I thought he was buried in the yard.
Yeah. And then I come in with a fucking three-piece. Mr. Jones, man. Yeah, it's like Mr. Jones with a fucking monocle. And I'm like, yo.
That's the scariest part.
Centerpieces. I'm wearing Maria's skin.
Cut up, Maria.
Gonna make some centerpiece globes. People who love my designs. Should have been on Pinterest. I don't think I'm gonna forget that melody the entire night now.
I think it's stuck in my head too.
I think you already forgot it.
They say the only way to get rid of it is to listen to the end of the song.
I bet you don't
even know. You gotta listen to the whole
song. Cut up, Maria.
You already forgot.
Bernstein's throwing his headphones on the ground.
See, that's not the right song.
He can't remember.
A marijuana.
That's not anything. That's not the right song. Dude, that's the greatest song.
We're turning it more into Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Oh, I always turn it to Pearl Jam. You haven't heard me sing anything?
Eddie Vedder makes it better, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Have I not fucking Pearl Jammed everything I've sang thus far? That's all I got.
Did we use that blunt rap? No,
right? We didn't use it. Mr. Shoes.
Fuck.
Believe in me.
Do you want someone want to grind this?
I got a grinder.
But yeah, do you want to just roll it?
You
want
to use scissors instead?
Yeah, I'll roll it because you got a guitar. I feel like that's fair.
I just don't even feel like rolling it. Oh, I'll use the guitar excuse.
Roly, roly.
I made it out. It?
No.
No. Do you have a grinder? I'll grind it. Keep I got the little grinder here. Rolling. Good.
It's small and per and round and in the and
this grinder's backwards.
Yo, this grinder's backwards.
Are you supposed to look at this in a mirror? Supposed to read this in a mirror?
Yeah, this grinder's backwards. It's to fuck you up.
Yo, they put this thing on the wrong way.
Nah, they did it on purpose. That's to trip you out, bro. It's an alternate universe.
No.
Yeah, it's Black Mirror shit.
That shit will believe fuck you
in they trying to go inside it. He's all right.
Pass through. They fucked someone in the factory. Void,
some China woman fucked that up, dude. And I'm saying,
where's that made?
I'm assuming it was a
Taiwan. Where's that made?
Taiwan.
Where's that made?
Taiwan. Basically, the same thing.
This thing was made 75 years ago. There's no telling where it was made.
75 years ago. I don't. What? What's that? 19 fucking.
They didn't have 83. Metal grinders back
no
then?
No way. 75 years ago was 83.
32 Mikey years ago was only the 90s. Dumb dumb. So it's a lot farther than you think. But there's no.
Yeah, so it's got to be the fucking 50s. 47. 1947, that grinder was made with Rick and Morty on it. That's because he time travels, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, Rick!
And then showing up backwards.
Why are we in the 40s?
Time travel.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
I wonder if you could use this like a slide.
Shut up, Morty. We're in the 40s. World War II's over.
Dude, that should be your jam right there.
Wow, that's pretty fire.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh, man. Wow. What do they call those? Is the finger gliders?
Slide guitar.
Slide guitar?
Grinder sliders. You can't call the band that.
Yeah. Grinder sliders, and it doesn't sound sus at all.
Grinder sliders.
Yeah, 6 foot
subs. You're
gonna
go watch Grinder
Sliders. Yeah, Grinder Sliders, bro. It's all 6 foot subs. And fucking.
Yo, I just got two tickets. Two Grinder Sliders.
Grinder Sliders.
You coming with? Nah,
I'm straight. Yo, I got VIP meet and greet.
Woohoo!
With the Grinder Sliders.
The Grinder Sliders.
I'm busy.
With the lead trumpeteer.
I'm already busy.
Dude, the lead trumpeteer on the Grinder Sliders.
Man, this is pretty legit, though. I didn't think it was going to work like that.
Were they playing at Noisegasm?
Yeah. Yeah, but I really went to go see the Rusty Trombonist.
I like him.
I like him.
He's original, dude.
Told that bitch on him, quit playing. Yeah, that's pretty sick, Two Shoes.
Kind of sounds like SpongeBob.
I was about to say that, yeah.
2 hours later...
SpongeBob. Water, Sandy! Water would be nice!
Patrick's such a great character.
Oh, fuck, he's awesome.
Can you play Patrick? I haven't like, heard
is this
that
a Krusty Krab?
No, it's Patrick.
Is this a Krusty Krab?
His voice is one of the characters on that show I was telling you about before that just did the King of the Hill characters.
Oh, no shit.
I noticed Patrick was one of them. Chris Kirkpatrick.
My name's not Rick.
Worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards.
Hot dogs. Or hot dog water.
You're doing fine. Water. Was that fucking Pearl Jam, dude?
Yeah. That was... Hell yeah, it was.
That was Counting Crows.
Eddie Vedder makes it better.
What kind of place is this?
Top 25 Patrick moments.
24. I got you now, SpongeBob.
It's kind of an old man voice.
Yeah, but like he's like.
This ought to do the
trick.
He's
like talking through his chest.
Who is down here?
Yeah.
It's like I brought it back through my stomach, SpongeBob.
I don't know.
Help! I'm shrinking! No! Please don't hurt me!
How many times did
I sense no danger?
This
is up his ass. This is up his fucking asshole.
Free cheese!
All I know is Mr. Krabs said, Patrick, don't do that!
Yo, this show was crazy. Yo, this is my favorite one.
And this is your ID.
Yep.
I found this ID in this wallet. And if that's the case, this must be your wallet.
That makes sense to me.
Then take it.
It's not my wallet.
Not my wallet.
You mean like a weenie? Okay. May I take your hat, sir? May I take your hat, sir? May I...
All right, I've heard enough. You've got the job.
I play a mean belly.
Ah, he headbutted his belly button. That's in the new
Once
joint,
there
though.
Was an ugly barnacle. He was so ugly that everyone
I'm
died.
I'm going to go through all 25. My name's not Rick.
My name's not Rick!
Not ended on that one?
What? Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I was trying to think of the,
Yeah, should I pull out my fucking dare workbook? You guys want to do this?
Well, we should do that first, and then do the dare. We'll smoke the joint, or smoke the blunt while we dare.
I fucking couldn't agree more. I already forgot. SpongeBob got me so distracted. I retracted. Walking backwards. People some talking about my bad words. Foxes.
Trapped in boxes.
Why don't we, I said let's recap the bug out.
I was just going to say, speaking of foxes and boxes.
Remember Soxes?
We can go right into the fucking bug out tour, bro.
With Croxes.
Can you take my cans down a little?
Yeah. And, which one? Wait, is this one you?
Now it's just...
Okay, no, I just want to make sure.
I want, like, B-cup cans.
Right there?
There we go.
Good.
You want them down that way or not up that way?
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, why is there... You got Christmas lights on out there? You can see right through
the
door.
Yeah, Christmas lights, I do. They're not Christmas lights, because,
But they will be. Yo. So, I was going to bring it from the foxes in the boxes. Yo, wee hours of the night when we were driving back from the gig in Colorado, and me and Bernstein, fucking, I think Mikey was like maybe half out. Troy was driving. Or no, I think you were up. You were up.
I didn't see. I was.
But me and Bernstein see just the silhouette of this fucking mule deer. Male stag, like fucking humongous antlers.
It looked like a creature out of hell, dude. Dude, you could just barely see its face. And its face was like red and like pressed up against the fence.
Dude.
It had the fucking devil's horns.
It was
fucking creepy, dude.
Huge. Yeah. And so we were like, me and Bernstein, it was mad funny because I didn't know if anyone's seen it. I thought I seen an apparition. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And Bernstein just goes, yo, what the fuck? And I go, dude, stop the car. My brother just slams on the brakes. And we're like, dude, we're in the middle of the fucking, like, nowhere.
He went too long that we couldn't.
He did go too far. Yeah. He did go too far.
But he respect, when we were driving out from the bug out, I was like, wait a second. I made everyone get out of the car. The stars were unreal.
He's lying. He had to take a piss, and he goes, guys, no. We're driving, and he goes, guys, look at the stars real quick. And he hops out, and everyone hops out, and he goes, word. It goes and takes a piss.
No, but those stars were unreal.
No, they were.
The stars up there are sick.
We stood around for like 5 minutes. I next time we go out there, I want to spend a night on that lawn and literally just drink beer, smoke, and look at stars. It was unbelievable.
You could see like the clusters in between stars.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Like it's like
you're so much closer to them. I mean, you're a mile closer.
In the fucking, like, in between, like, the stars that you could see, though, it's, like, connected by literal stardust. It looks like glitter. Like, you could see the waves in the sky. It's fucking incredible. And, like, the moon, which had probably set, I don't know, fucking hours ago, we were just so high up that you could still see the light of the moon, like, or the sun.
Oh, yeah, like, on like the sun, perimeter.
Like, on the perimeter of the mountain, you could still see, like, fucking... Because you were just so high above the fucking horizon line.
On Sunday, I did a climb with Forrest Mommy and Robert from Sheath. We did the, I think it's called the Manitou Incline.
Yeah, Manitou Falls. That's where I got a nosebleed when I was driving the top.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
don't you get to like almost 9,000 feet?
I don't... So going up was exhilarating. Yeah. I trained for it, and like I had it. It was good. It was a lot of fun. Coming down, we ran the trail down. I've skied a lot of mountains. Between, like, the endorphin rush of having hiked up this thing, and then, I don't know, if you ever trail ran, like, it's kind of a good feeling, but, like, you add the decline to it, so, like, you're kind of, like, at running speed.
And you're just moving.
With the endorphins of the thing, and then it was the most beautiful view I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, you're high as fuck, and, like, you can just see through the mountains. That was the coolest thing I think I've ever experienced. It was just wild.
I never did the Manitou or the Manitou Falls one, but I did the one of the Pikes Peaks ones.
Okay.
And so when you're up there, though, you could see Kansas, Montana.
That's crazy.
And what's the other? In Oklahoma. You could see all of the states from the... We were up there, and you could see wind turbines in the distance. They look like fucking desk fans. Like, that's how small they are. And you're like, yo, that's fucking Kansas.
That's
and
wild.
Then it's like that, those hills over there, like, that's Montana. And it's just like, you're like, yo, I'm... Because isn't Denver kind of... Or isn't Colorado... Is that one of the four corner states?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It is, right?
Yeah.
The ones from fucking Breaking Bad?
Where they all touch, and that, I think,
and Colorado. Then there's little... Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and wherever Vegas is.
Nevada.
Yeah.
What's the one around here, though? It's New York, Connecticut, and
that's Massachusetts? That's the tri-state area.
Is it Massachusetts?
No, Jersey, New York, and Jersey, New York. Tri-state area.
No, I know. He's talking about the fucking...
Touch?
Yeah, no, he's talking about the Four Corners thing.
No, there's like a rock that... I have a picture on it.
Yeah, it's right where Connecticut... In Massachusetts and New York meet. It's like a three-way, though, instead of a four-way.
Yeah. Okay,
right?
Yeah,
it's up Route 7, like up in the Appalachian and shit like that. Yeah. That's just pretty sick.
A bridge over there? I got a picture.
I think so, I went... It's like passed up Kent, like fucking Canaan, Connecticut or something like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Kent, Connecticut.
Kent's cool, bro. They got some really cool trails up there, like the Appalachian. One time I went up there...
Dude, I was in a waterfall up there not that long ago. I was just...
You were in the waterfall?
I went in the waterfall. I have
a
video of
barrel?
It.
In a fucking
barrel? No, dude, I had to hike down through the... It was like part of the Appalachian Mountains. But I hiked down to the fucking bottom of the waterfall, and then I went swimming underneath the waterfall in Connecticut.
That's sick.
Dude, it was beautiful.
In Connecticut. Because it sounds like a trip to Jamaica. You're like, no.
You would never think, dude.
In Connecticut.
Look at this. Watch. Look how gorgeous this is, dude.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Gorgeous, darling. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, darling.
Your phone's got a crazy camera on it.
Crazy camera. That's all I like it. Crazy.
What kind of...
That's 4K right there shooting in, baby.
Yeah, what kind of phone is
shooting
this?
Shooting in. Oh, it's that's 4K shooting in on you.
So anyway,
just popping up.
Forrest Mommy's house, we set up a dope stage for that. It was cool, like, having the natural amphitheater.
I was at the studio last night. Me and Mikey were over there at Just Right Studio. Shout out to our boy KC.
Just Right?
Yeah, no. To our boy KC, who fucking mixed and mastered our album, The Ship Is Burning, actually. But we had a session with him last night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we were talking about how crazy just the sound of us being the only ones making noise. Like, in this valley between mountains.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you could hear through the PA system, there was this ambience, like when you were talking, like when I went to go take a piss, like your voice is echoing off the fucking Rocky Mountains. Like, I don't know if you saw, like, you know how the light was shining down the hill?
Right.
And you could kind of see like a little bit into the woods. Did you see behind that shit?
Like, behind the woods?
Like, if you walked over, you know where we were hanging out up in the top corner where we were, like, pissing and fucking smoking and shit like that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So if you look up that way, there's a house right behind there that's just literally sitting on the fucking, on the incline.
Right.
With, like, just barely tree line, like, removed.
Right.
And that is the backdrop of that valley right behind where we were. So the speakers were bouncing off of their house and the whole balcony and everything and everyone that was right there, and just behind that was just like a mountain.
Did you guys go see Red Rocks at all?
I did not. That's my bucket list though.
Red Rocks is fucking
dope. When that dude's running up and down him, that dude who makes the viral videos, I just wanna fucking,
I don't know how he doesn't kill
pretend
himself,
like,
dude.
I'm not paying attention and just fucking walk in front of him. So sorry to interrupt.
So, I mean, that was epic conclusion to Some Report Store. We've done quite a few good gigs, and that one was a blast with the Smoke Out Bug Out.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
And then we also had the $200 meal at some shitty halal
place. Oh, my God. Yo, so should we talk about the Bug Out first or talk about after the Bug Out?
We can talk about Bug Out first.
Fucking, so Bug Out, Mikey, I don't know if you want to fucking take this because,
this
you know,
glory
it, is,
lab,
it
buddy.
Is what it is, bro. Like, this is you, man.
I mean, I practiced this time. I was like, I was thinking of questions Bernstein would ask. Remember the coaching one?
Yeah.
That one, I practiced a couple random ones that I just been practicing and training. Because I didn't want to lose this time.
It paid off, though, because you really did kill the answer portion. Like, no bullshit. Like, the whole, like, it was actually incredible just because, you know, all bullshit aside, all the joking and shit like that, when me and Mikey perform, we do it, I'm sure you understand, Bernstein, like, you get definitely like a feeling like when you successfully, like when you do good in front of people, and it was like really sick to see like how into it the crowd was.
Yeah.
And then when you were like, yo, who are you guys feeling, and just to like, dude, mad people were like, Mike, nice, Mike, nice. And I was like, yo, that gave me literally chills in the moment. Like, I was also fucking high as balls, but I was like, in the moment, I was like, damn, was I got cool. chills.
That,
like,
was so interesting so to experience because, like, I mean, with stand-up, the crowd's on your side by laughing.
Yeah.
This was different the way that, like, they were really engaged and, like, rooting for it.
I did not expect that. When they were like, who do you think's winning? And they started chanting from the top.
But they were going. But they were going for their hometown. Like, we were somewhere else, fucking three-quarters of the way across the country, fucking west side, and we had two competitors that were hometown, like, heroes. They fucking loved these people. One of them was a bong league competitor. Like,
that,
you know,
was banging snappers.
Snappers, dude. Snappers. Nah, Rodney was a good dude, though.
He was a good dude.
What do they call snappers? Like a bull pack?
Little tiny one-hitters.
Yeah. But, I don't know, man. It was definitely fucking sick.
That was fun.
It was sick,
dude,
to see you.
He was ripping bong
crowd,
all night,
though,
which is fun. He made me hit the bong.
It was sick to see you turn the crowd, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They rooted for these people.
I think
people,
part of why Mike hit so hard was, one, up front, he was like, ah, shit, I'm in over my head. So I think, like, he came in as the underdog. I think your video hit really hard.
Yeah.
So, like, people were, like, rooting for you up front. And then from there, like, you were just kind of, like, smooth. So I think people were, like, just down.
And it was all the way through.
Yeah.
Smooth.
And my answers, I was gearing them towards the crowd, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
you were.
Like, conspiracy and, you know, not that they're conspiracy people, but I figured they would like to go into that stuff.
By the way, when this thing comes out, we'll see how it looks. I'm trying to edit it down to, like, a 25-minute TV game show.
Oh, nice.
To see how that looks like, which means more than half the jokes are being cut out.
All right.
No, but there's an equal number of answers, and I wrote a lot of jokes that didn't hit.
Okay.
Cool. I actually feel like I didn't get into, like, event went great, everything went great, but, like, so, like, last year I feel like I was in a better rhythm just reading them and, like, getting, like, reactions, whereas this one, there weren't
as many
quick hits.
Maybe you could do cue cards.
Yeah. Right. No, you know what it is? It's, like, the machine and projector are almost like an instrument, and it's I have to actually practice when everyone's got to turn it
and do like that kind of thing. Yeah. It's like a
no, I have to like actually practice. It's like you know what I mean? Like I'm just like, all right, I'm good, but it's like. And then you realize, oh, this is on the wrong side, and I'm reading from here. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just all the elements you figure, oh, yeah, I can wing that. And you're like, I shouldn't have winged that.
Wung?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have wung it.
I thought it went pretty good, though.
I think it went great. Amazing. It went great.
How, like, did you see the footage? Did you see any of the footage?
So I've seen all of my footage off of just my Zoom cam.
No, not that one.
And even that looks pretty good. I have not seen his footage.
I was going to ask you, and I could take this off if you don't want it to be on here.
Yeah.
Could I use some of that footage for the burning it down video though?
For sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah, 100%.
Dope. That being said, after the shit, we fucking we fucking drive back, right? And see this huge fucking mule deer. Shit was ridiculous. Long drive back. We park the car.
I forgot that was the same.
And then we go. We gotta find food now. We gotta find food now. Bernstein's like, no. We were like, can we stop elsewhere, right? But my brother was trying to kind of like get closer to Denver because we were like 40 minutes out, like almost an hour out.
Yeah.
So we were getting back to Denver, right? The only spot that's really open around the hotel is the halal spot. So they're open till like 2 a.m.
But before we get into that,
okay,
the weed that we got was actually really good.
It was.
And I was like, oh, I'm smoking tonight.
It was really good.
So
that's right. Then you got high after the show. Yeah.
And then usually I also have to drive and I have to be, or I have something like immediately the next day. Mm. So this was an actual party night for me.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, I mean, we got out of the car and I was like, where the fuck's that? Like, I was like, you guys, I was like, where the fuck's that joint? And I started just smashing beers. Like, I was getting after
you
it.
You did. And you housed that fucking joint that I had rolled. Cause we were like, yo, we got to go. And we just kind of like smoked that shit quick.
Too. I also just thought it was so funny because it was like in Bizarro World where the show was finally over. And I worked my ass off that day because I showed up early to set up.
Yeah.
And then it was takedown and then doing the three shows in a row. And then we're finally done. I sit down with the whiskey. And I was like, all right, let's party. And you're like, we got to go.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, I actually want to party.
But in all fairness, the other people involved in the like the hosting asked us to leave. They were like, that was more,
we could have
but,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. In that token, I was definitely fucking.
No, but then also, like, there was a part of me at first that was like, these motherfuckers, I was like, I did just put them through a pot smoking event. Like, how much of an ass? Like, they just smoked as much weed as they possibly could for the sake of the event, and I'm gonna make them hang out here longer. I was like,
And like, there was a vibe where some people were like, "Yo, like, you know." So I don't know. Not that it was like weird, obviously, but it definitely seemed like they were trying to clear house,
right?
But got high as balls. We roll up to the halal spot super late, right? And it's like empty. So we're like, oh, this is legit. We fucking roll in. Fucking, we're ordering. Actually, we're not ordering. I'm like, yo, I think I just want a little bit of rice with some fucking like vegetables and shit like that. Like maybe just like a little bit of falafel. And my brother's like, yeah, I think I might just get like something light, like a falafel euro or something like that. Like something easy. Bernstein's like fucking, y'all get, he goes, I'll get 18, 19, and 224s. And the dude goes, no, you did. I know exactly how it went. Trust me. You said maybe the numbers were a little off, but that's what you said, right? And the dude goes, what? And then you go, let me get 19 through 24. And then, so now that's six sandwiches. So he went from, let me get three sandwiches, or four. He goes, let me get an 18, 19, 224s. And the dude goes, what? Because the 24s are like the burger or some shit. And then he goes, let me get 19 through 24. And he goes, all right. I go, Bernstein, that's six sandwiches. There's four of us. That's a sandwich and a half for each of us. In my head, I'm saying that to him like, yo, that's more than enough food. And he hears it as, Bernstein, that's only 1.5 sandwiches for each of us. So he goes, let me get two of everything, 19 through 24. And he goes, all right. So now that's 12 fucking, it's like euros, the beef Kafka fucking kebabs, the like it's like all this shit, burgers, like the falafel euro, like all right. Shit is crazy.
So let me just defend what was happening in my head.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
We walk in, and I'm in the mood for, like, a chicken shawarma, but I'm also kind of mood for, like, a kofta kebab. But I'm not going to, like, order two sandwiches for myself, even though I might eat, like, half. I'm just not going to do it. And then I say, hey, guys, dinner's on me. It was my gig. They guy traveled the whole country. No one's really making any money. I say, gigs, food's on
me. Dude, we made a lot of money. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh, really?
Right, yo?
Yeah.
You guys did?
What? Yeah.
What'd you make money doing?
Our show, dog. We fucking killed it. We made fucking thousands, dog.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Fucking traveled the country, my guy.
There you go.
We made it.
So,
I got some really big
money. I go, what do you guys want? And it's like, it just starts getting a little confusing where I'm like, fuck this.
Nope. Didn't get confusing at all. I know. It was a Bernstein moment.
I just didn't want to deal with the energy of like everyone's order. So I was like, that's everything anyone can want. We'll get one of each of them. And then I realized like everyone might not get what they actually wanted. So I was like, two of each of these. And then we're done. But then the worst.
I told him, I go, bro, that's
12 I was good. I was good with one of each. But then when you said, you know, that's like, I honestly did take that as, hey, I don't think that's enough.
I watched it in your eyes because I go, dog, that's 1.5 sandwiches for each other. That's a lot of food. Like, I'm just trying to get some rice and shit. Like, but I'll eat 1.5 sandwich, like, whatever. And he's like, nah, 12 sandwiches. So there's fucking four of us. That's 3 Sammies ahead.
Yeah, but I also figured
you guys would eat that for breakfast and lunch the next day.
Yes. Like, no, you did not in the moment. I figured
the leftovers would be eaten by you guys, so I'd be covering breakfast too.
Okay, well, I don't know when have you woke up and had beef Kafka for breakfast, motherfucker?
The way you guys fucking party, what's the difference between breakfast and lunch? He was drinking a beer at 8 in the morning.
Dude, out of a fucking champagne bottle. Shout out to Jonathan. Yeah. Actually, real quick to interrupt, Jonathan hit us with a fucking champagne bottle of an IPA stout.
Him and his wife cannot have been nicer.
That was like a gallon. And they helped out. They had the wireless mics for me and Mike, which saved our performance, which, by the way, went fucking phenomenal. Shout out to everyone who fucking supported us. But back to the fucking...
We gotta talk about...
Back to the kebab.
So we gotta go back to the kebab. So I tell the guy twice, I'm like, hey man, no dairy, no cheese. No dairy, no cheese. All of it had sour cream on it.
Well, you didn't find that out until afterwards, actually. First of all, the dude rings him up. It's like $200. No bullshit.
Which, by the way, I definitely had that moment where you just poker face, where you're like, this was a mistake.
I'm okay. But
he's just total poker face.
But he portrayed it like,
that's exactly what I expected.
He goes, yeah, motherfucker, only $200? Like, I thought this was a fine establishment.
I 100%.
Double down.
I 100% poker faced it, and then I was also like, you know, why was I being cheap about a hotel room and then just bought $200 worth of food?
Unbelievable. I'm
about to cuddle up with Mike Nice all night because I'm too cheap to get a bed.
This is what we got to get into afterwards.
At least you'll have chicken shawarmas in the bed with you, though.
Yo, so we get this shit, and we don't get it. We order it, and we're sitting down in the corner, right? Now, this is like kind of like a little hood spot type shit because it's also the only thing that's open in Denver. So, all these kids start rolling in. It's like a whole group of kids, right? They had been kind of like in and out as we were. Actually, some of them were in there when we rolled up, and then more people started coming in, right? This kid has a problem with the dude for whatever reason that took our order. This like younger.
You know what I learned about that cashier guy? He'll fight you.
Dude. He came out like oh, fucking good. Like, dude, he was.
You got any more smokes?
I just got one.
Okay. No, don't worry about it.
Sure.
Sorry.
He came out like, yo, this dude, he was basically letting them drink. They had a bottle of Patron. They were chilling in the fucking halal spot drinking. And he was letting it happen and giving them free water and shit. And this kid was complaining that he wouldn't give them free fries. Some crazy shit. This kid was wavy. He's like an 18-year-old kid.
Like, they were arguing with each other first.
Definitely.
And then he was telling them to, like, be quiet.
And he was like, yo, fucking, give me some fries or some shit like that. And he was like, yo, fucking, fuck out of here. So then he was like, yo, I'll kill you. And this dude comes out. He goes, what, motherfucker? And I go, I'll fucking kill you. Like, dude, so he comes out and they're like holding him back.
He's like, a Middle Eastern dude?
Yeah, comes out. But he's like kind of like a yoke. Not like yoke, but he's like a fit.
He was a younger dude.
Like our age. Yeah. Like maybe a little younger than us. And fucking, he came out and they were like holding him back. And this kid, they finally, after this whole thing is like going. Bernstein fucking straps up his shoes, fucking pumps the Reeboks twice. He's ready to dunk from the foul line. Fucking, we're like, I'm just like waiting, hoping the shit diffuses so we can fucking get the fuck out of Dodge. But meanwhile, we're also waiting on a $200 halal order. Like, yo, we can't even
Pay for it at this point?
It's already paid for. And we've had
that was your chance to just dip on the whole fucking order.
It's already paid for, and we're sitting there with no food. And we're like, yo, and we just dropped $200. Like, there's no way we could run out.
If there was anything less, we would have just left.
The kid goes The kid literally says, he goes, like, right next to my brother, he goes, yo, I'm pretty sure he's grabbing that fucking knife right now. And fucking, he's like, yo, we got to go stop him before he comes back in here. So it was like, literally, like, to that extent, right? Like, it was intense. No bullshit. World star moment. And fucking, we're just like, damn, but we got like mad food. Like, and we're like, this one dude's like holding his boy back, and he's the guy who's been making our food. So we're like, yo, we're like, are you making it? And then fucking, we finally get half of it. And he's like, we get half of it from the dude, and the other dude's steaming him off. He's like cooling down his boy after the shit cools off. He's like, yo, man, relax, relax, relax. We have half of our shit. Bernstein's kind of like flicking through it, and there's just like mad, like sauce in there. And he was like, dude, I said no dairy. I'm like, all this shit. And then we get the new shit, and it's like, he's like, Bernstein's literally opening every euro. Like, he's literally, like, inspecting all our food, like, Saddam Hussein's, like, fucking, you know, like, he's, like, opening everything, he's, like, looking in, he goes, yeah, man. He's like, yo, dude, I think this is fucking sour cream. So, whatever, we end up just grabbing that shit. I think everyone took a couple bites, and then we kind of got out of there. But as we're heading out, Bernstein goes back, after this dude literally just almost banged out with this kid who was willing to stab him. And fucking, this whole shit went down. Bernstein goes, yo, man, did you put any fucking sour cream in that shit?
Because if you did, I'm going to fight you right here.
And then the dude hit, yo, this dude who was just one moment ago ready to punch a fucking minor in the face was like so sorry to Bernstein. Like, you saw, he was like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, he knew. He asked him like several times.
And I gave a really good tip.
Yeah, I think the total was, could I be honest
with your tip? I don't even want to know what I think.
You actually don't? Because I think I know. I think the total was 160.
And then I tipped him.
40 fucking bucks. It was like 163.
I tipped him nicely. I remember that I just tipped him nicely.
Yeah, and then he was like, damn, and I just gave you all dairy.
It's like I bribed you to not put the cheese in there and pay attention.
Oh my God. Yeah. So then this dude fucking just leaves that shit fucking in the hotel room too. Like 200 just like...
I wasn't even going back to be a dick. I was like, I just ate sour cream. I wanted to know how sick I was going to be.
I know you weren't. Because remember I said to you, I was like, damn, dude, you're a fucking dick. I was like, you went back after that whole shit to just and you fucked up my order.
Wait, you went back after you ate it?
Yeah.
No, as we were leaving. I honestly wasn't sure. I've been eating sour cream and like...
He wanted to know, legit, I was fucked up
and like I couldn't tell if it was like... Maybe like a
tzatziki, like a tzatziki or some shit like that.
Yeah, like I didn't know, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I was also
still yogurt though.
Yeah, I was picking around it, but then like I started to process like, oh, you're high and you just ate a bunch of this, and I haven't eaten dairy like in a long time. Like that shit will make me throw up. So I was like, you know, I better go like just find out what I'm in for type thing.
Yeah, yeah, which is reasonable as fuck because then we were trying to walk around finding like an emergency lactate.
So I really didn't eat that much of it, and then I drank like a ginger thing, and between that, the booze and the weed, it was all right.
Dude, I fucking definitely had too much fucking lactose and wheat on that fucking trip. God damn. I fucking was drinking Coors Light like a muff.
And then, like, every time I fell asleep, Mikey tried cuddling up with me.
Dude, yo, that was so funny because I turned over. I turned over, right? I woke up at one point, and I see Bernstein's out of the covers, and I go, what the fuck? It's cold as shit in here, like fucking. And then I fucking woke up another time, and Bernstein's like on the floor. I'm like, "What? What's going on right now?" Which, dude, I gotta say, I wish that you would have noticed the fucking the benches at the bottom of the fucking. You know, like where Steve Carell's like, "Oh yeah, she makes me sleep at the bottom of the bed." You remember that from The Office when he's like dating Jan? He's like, "Yeah, I sleep at the bottom of the bed,
like a dog."
Yeah, like a dog. But yo, though, that would have been a solid, like, fucking.
It's also so funny that, like, I've never seen a hotel room that had double beds and not queen beds.
Yeah,
like that was weird. Never
two
seen
doubles
because it was a 2-person maximum room.
Oh,
which is why. Yeah, remember when I was like, "Yo, let me bring your bag in." It's a 2-person max room, right? And fucking Bernstein walks in with a huge bag on his back.
They're not paying attention.
They don't give a shit.
The other thing that was really funny was the next night.
It was $1,000 fine for smoking. Most hotel rooms, it's $300.
Oh, really?
And because it's in Denver, and they know motherfuckers are getting weed.
The last time I, by the way, stayed at that hotel, I was smoking weed on my balcony.
Yeah.
A security guy came around with like a flashlight, started looking at the
balcony. Yeah, no, because you're not allowed to smoke on the balcony.
Yeah. This time when I signed in, though, lady...
We were smoking out on the balconies, though.
Yeah.
They didn't give a shit. Mikey fucking rolled one in the window. Or in the morning, not in the
no,
window.
No, I'm saying...
In the morning time, I came back from the
shit. Talking about in front of the hotel?
No, I came back down from the roof in the morning right. time, and Mikey was like fucking in his sheath underwear out on the fucking balcony smoking a joint.
Well, I'm saying, like, I don't think...
fucking 9 in the morning. I'm saying,
I don't think you can smoke on their balconies.
No, you can't. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Mike's like, fuck it, like I'm not smoking in the room.
He was out there like he was living like on his front porch.
The other highlight...
With a fucking... gallon champagne stout. Bottle of stout.
The other highlight of the trip was Sunday night, so I was out with Robert and Forrest Mommy. We went on that adventure.
Mm.
And then late, I was like, I wanted to hang out with you guys, but like it was, I don't know, it was like midnight or something.
You hit me up at 11:45. We were at some bar somewhere.
I was already three Coors Lights in. By that time, that night was fucking a disaster.
I was like, these guys, so I tried calling, I couldn't get in touch. I was like, I bet they're just in the room. Let's go smoke some weed with them. And then you guys were just fucking hammered in the hallway. Like, I caught you guys at just the right time where you were coming.
I don't
coming.
Even remember that.
You guys literally got off the elevator at the same time as us.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
And you were just in the... Like, I was going down to
the... I don't remember
the,
this at all.
I was going down to the room to knock on the door, and I was making a joke that it's going to be funny that you guys probably just passed out, and that I'm going to knock on the door just to be an asshole and be like, hey, guys, aren't we going out? Like... I was making a joke that I was just going to be being a prick, yeah. And then you guys got into the hall, literally at the exact moment, just falling down drunk, especially you. You're, like, taking the paintings off the wall, like, dude, you can't even fucking stand straight.
He swung one of those long pillows and fucking hit me right in the fucking dick, dude, and knocked me over with that shit.
Like, he gets hammered to the point where you're like, how are you still standing hammered? But, like, he handled
we went
it.
Out,
yeah.
We
it's
just
like
smoked.
It's like zombie walking yeah, across the yeah, hallway.
Yeah, yeah. He just turned and went to the bar after that.
And then
we all went downstairs. We were smoking weed.
Yep.
And then I went back up to my room and I realized my phone was in your room.
Yep.
So I called it like five times and then I went down to the room to try knocking on the door. You guys were so passed out. I could hear my phone ringing and I was knocking on the door.
No,
and
that
you
was
guys
when,
were out.
Yo, we weren't there for that.
Wait, you guys went back out?
Yeah, only no, my brother didn't. Was passed out. In
the oh, we
yeah,
were we out.
No, we were out till late.
You didn't
bro.
Go back.
Yeah,
out.
We did.
Dude, that's when Mikey ate shit on the scooters.
I
me and Mikey went out scootering.
You shouldn't have been on the scooter.
Dude, we,
scooter?
Yo,
you couldn't even walk straight. Why the fuck did you let him get on a scooter?
Me and him went out scootering and my brother passed out.
You and I didn't think when we took the elevator down without him, we didn't even think he'd find his way outside.
Dude,
you're retarded for going back out.
Dude,
that
he literally goes,
me.
Yo, let's hit scoots. And I was like,
he
shit,
couldn't,
baby. Let's do it.
Yo, we went scooting, dog. Yo,
that's the best part about Colorado.
He couldn't walk
dude.
Or talk.
Dude, yo.
I
he,
could scoot, though.
Dude, he
well, kind of barely.
Dude,
that's
yo,
wild.
Dude,
we went back
him.
Out to the bars. They let me in the bar somehow.
I lost him at one. Yeah. Or no, not after that part. The part where he was calling the phone.
Went to sleep?
No. The part where he was calling the phone.
We went back out scooting.
The part where he was calling the phone was when Troy was passed out and we went scooting.
Yeah.
And so fucking me
this
and,
is shocking to me.
Dude, we just had a blunt and we went scooting. Two blunts because I lost the other one. And then, yo, we're driving around, right? And I lost Mike at some point.
Right.
And I just turn around and there's no Mike. I'm like, what the fuck? So... All of a sudden, like, I go back in the direction. He comes around the corner, like, right? He's like, yo,
yeah, flying.
He goes, yo, man. I was on the ground. The scooter was on top of me. Like, one of those things, right? And there's this homeless guy. And he definitely saw the whole thing because he was right where Mike just came from.
Right.
And I was like, yo. You see my cousin just wipe out? He's like, yo, don't ask him shit, bro. He don't know nothing. Like,
you the homeless guy's like, yo, this guy's a fucking wreck. By the way, the other thing that was, because you guys were in go mode literally from the morning. Like, you woke up in the morning, I started editing, getting ready for my race with Robert, and he comes into the room with a box of Coors Light, and you guys are just
dude, him
burning.
And my brother were, I didn't even drink until fucking, right. Like, the, like, late morning.
Right, late
which
morning.
Sounds crazy.
That's, like, that's the most alcoholic thing I've ever heard. I was being responsible. It wasn't
I didn't
until
drink
late
until,
morning.
Like, brunch. Dude.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't have a beer until like probably like almost noon.
Right.
Oh, when we got in trouble at the bar. When I got in trouble at the bar, when the dude, I brought the Coors Light. Yo, we were going down to the to go out like to leave the bar, but they
had
two
free
drink vouchers. So I had a can of Coors Light in my hand. We're walking. They go, let's go get those beers. So we walk into the bar, and I'm like, oh shit, dude, I have a can in my hand. So I'm like,
this
fuck.
Is a hotel bar,
I just
though.
Sit down.
Right.
So I just sit down, right? I have like little less than half left. I'm like, fuck, what do I do with this can? They get the beers, so I go, fuck it, I'm just going to tell the bartender, yo,
like
my bad.
Like a good dude. Like a good dude.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, no, like the right thing to do, be like, yo, fucking.
I was like, yo, my bad, yo, I brought this, I was going to be like, yo, my bad, I brought this can down from my room, I didn't know we were coming in here. He was like, what the fuck, dude? And I was like, oh, I'll just finish it. And I went to finish it, and as I was finishing it, he grabbed it.
He goes, what? No, dude, what?
People in Colorado, honestly, people in Colorado, you interact with them and you're like,
they're fucking
maybe
weirdos,
weed
bro.
Should be illegal. I have this like in every single restaurant. Like you stand there and you hear me out here. You order your food and like they go, all right, so you want this, you want that, and then you get to the end of the order and they're like, all right, so what do you want to order?
Dude, no, that's not a weed thing. That's just a West Coast thing.
The problem is? It's the other drugs.
Yeah, that too.
That's what the problem is. I didn't give a shit about...
Just the way of life is so slow out there, dude. Really, like, you're talking about, like, and they're just, like, nonchalant about everything. Like, yo, have some type of urgency when you're fucking preparing my food that I'm paying you for.
That's the East Coast in you.
Other thing with you guys, so, I mean, once you guys start drinking in the morning... And then I noticed when you, Troy, and Mike, you're together, because you guys are very, like, it's nonstop. You guys are like the worms from Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Because it never stops. That's the best meme, dude. Because it never stops.
You were Will Smith. If we had you as Will Smith.
Like, I'm telling you.
No, he's fucking, what's his name?
I'm more like Zed or whatever, like the older guy.
No, the white dude.
K. No, but
what's his name?
You walk into the room... And, like, someone will say something, and, like, the three, you're like, oh! Straight up, you guys are the worst.
And we were like that, like, probably everywhere
all day.
We went. Everywhere we went.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Actually, 100%. Now I'm thinking it back. Dude, that's fucking phenomenal. I gotta fucking tag that.
Oh, dude, and Menuhin, and me, him, and Troy as the worst.
Oh, my God. Yo, that's a skit right there, baby. Can we get the funding for that?
Maybe.
All right, I like that.
One more moment I got to shout out was the street we were staying on, for some reason, all the crows were on that street.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because I was in those trees?
In those trees.
It's because I brought them there, bro.
I almost got shit out.
It's my summoning. Bernstein watched me. I'm sorry. Yeah. You watched me Matrix that shit.
He did.
You remember that? How it didn't hit me? Dude, I felt it in my fucking third eye, bro. The shit dropped, and I went like this. I went...
I got out of.
I had a different experience. Mine is like that. I was like, oh shit!
I wasn't with you guys.
You guys were getting shit on by birds.
I got out of a car, and then all of a sudden you saw all the birds get out of the tree, and then they were going
looking at you.
They were going in this direction, and then like a tidal wave. I noticed they're all dropping turds. It was literally like a wave from the ocean. And I sprinted back into the car, and I literally closed the door, and then the car was just fucking covered. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I almost got hit with my bird shit jutsu, dude.
They all came up from the trees, and they're like flying in this pattern. And then I noticed it was like when it starts to like snow, like I was just like, wait, what? And I just fucking took off running. I just took off running. It was like, pow, 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 pow. Like if you saw that shit in slow motion.
Where is the security footage of this?
If you saw that in slow motion.
I gotta see that, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's gotta be on like TikTok or
something. Inches.
Precipitation.
Just as he closes the door, he's getting shit on.
Ah! You just, dude, the video, the surveillance footage of you running down the sidewalk as there's just a wave of shit falling.
Yeah.
It's like I can just see you like diving
away from a bomb.
Now, there was an unnecessary amount of bird shit on the sidewalk.
Dude.
They literally had people out there spraying it with a power washer.
Those fucking crows, man.
Why don't they just spray the fucking birds with the power washer?
Yeah. They're probably protected or something.
Crows are smart as fuck.
They're illegal to keep as pets in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen that crows are actually better than parrots at like doing the
problem.
Do you know where you saw that?
You showed it to me?
The Shedcast.
Oh.
That fucking podcast.
Don't talk to the bird nerd like that.
Yeah, dude, don't nerd. Fucking ever, man.
He was picking out the birds on the guitar before.
By silhouette.
Yeah, he was by silhouettes, dude.
Somebody
once told me the world was gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Welcome to the Shed Cash. Here with your boy Mike Nice, as usual, in the shed. We've got a full one today. We've got your boy Two Shoes. In the building.
Yo, yo, yo.
Playing a little guitar for us earlier.
Serenade. Sweet Serenade.
I don't know how much. Yeah, it's going to make it on there. We had a little prelude to it, too. And also, none other than You know him. You love him. The king of the cocks. The porch tour king. Robbie the fire. Bernstein. I don't have any fucking good drops for that. And you know him. My cousin. Mike Eugene. The Jin Cherokee with the Jeep Cherokee. Sid Floyd.
The original ear.
The original ear.
Yo, fucking, I brought my Dare. I was moving and I found my old Dare workbook, which I clearly didn't fill out any of, but I doodled in. on
a
quite
guy
a few spots.
Offers you three joints.
Well,
how many joints?
Oh, you got some words in there.
Smoke?
I did the tobacco worksheet. All right.
All right.
I did the tobacco one, but I had a feeling.
He's like,
about
I could do this from
shit.
Memory.
Yeah, but yo, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. I've said this on the. Thanks. I said this on the fucking podcast before. I had an understanding with the DARE officer in my town because he used to. What not? Nah, He used to cheat on his wife with this woman in my neighborhood. This chick who used to ride the bus with us. Her mom used to fuck him. And in the morning time, like because of that. Like late, this is like later. Obviously, this is in high school. Like I used to smoke like on my because my bus our bus stop was like a quarter mile away from all of our houses, so everyone had to walk to it. So I used to smoke on the way to the bus, and like he would pass by me in the morning time, like the cop, like in his police shit, but he'd be in like his personal car, like going in, and he'd see me like hitting the joint, and we would just do like the head nod, and like one time he pulled up on me when I just got my license, so I wasn't supposed to have anyone driving. I was just 16. I had a car full of kids smoking fucking weed, and we pull up to a stoplight, and he pulls up fucking next to us, and they were all like, "Fuck, yo, that's officer fucking beep," and he just looked at me and gave me the fucking head nod and drove away. And they were and like we were like there was like smoke like pouring out, like the car was filled with smoke, and like it was just like, yo. Yeah, fucking had that shit. But this is literally his workbook, like that he fucking gave me, which is crazy as fuck.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. It is illegal to sell tobacco to anyone. You guys want to fill out the fucking weed one? Since we just did the smoke out bug out? The marijuana fact sheet. You want to hear health effects of marijuana from 2000 or what is
it? What are the Mad Libs that we have to do?
It's basically you got to fill in the fucking blanks.
Fill in the blanks? Yeah. What's the first one?
Do you want to hear the facts or you want to do the fill-ins?
What do you think?
You don't want to hear about what they used to teach kids about
facts.
You know? Fucking right here, we got a picture of fucking Tech.
I can guess them.
Talking to a girl with buck teeth.
It messes your memory up.
Smoking marijuana causes breathing problems.
False.
Okay.
These are true or false?
Well, smoking causes breathing problems. Yo,
tell them to me as true or false.
Ooh. Okay, Mikey. That means I could change them up a little bit, too. True or false?
No, you can't change them up.
Marijuana users have more colds and upper respiratory problems.
False.
Facts. True or false? Marijuana affects your brain and the body in terms of short-term memory loss?
False.
Maybe not. Loss of the ability to concentrate. True. False.
False.
Big false. Slows coordination and reflexes.
Sometimes true, sometimes false.
False. I think that's false. I'm pretty quick in the paint when I'm fucking playing basketball. Affects your ability to judge distance, speed, and reaction time. These are important in sports or, Bernstein, even riding a bike.
Mm-hmm. It did affect me.
Does marijuana affect your bike riding? When was the last time you boked stoned?
I like doing that, actually.
It's amazing.
I haven't done
it. It's the
lot,
best. So with the wind in your.
It's not even that skin. I actually find that the bike after an hour can start to hurt.
Yeah.
So I kind of like rolling with the joint and then smoking it while I'm out there.
Like a certain way in.
So I don't even really smoke weed anymore, but that's like an activity that I specifically like smoking weed for.
That's dope.
My Sunday long rides, smoking a little weed beforehand.
Sunday long ride?
Love it.
Name my sex tape.
Oh,
yeah. Long
ride. I like that.
Yeah, baseballs is it.
I guess the
baseball?
Yeah, I couldn't hit high.
You couldn't hit high?
Nope. I tried it and almost fucked up my hit streak.
Damn.
It was fucked up.
All right.
No, because I never smoked before a game before, only after the games. And then this one I smoked before a game, and I ended up going 1-for-4. But I almost fucked up my hit streak. Like, I had like a nice game hit streak going.
Yeah, but you still got that one hit.
I did. I loved it. Because it was like a really good pitcher. That could have been it too, but I was hitting good that year. And that fucking shit almost fucked me up. Shout out Chuck. Shout out Chuck, dude. We smoked, me and Chuck smoked together before that game. We had a good team night. It was like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Inside.
What's up
inside
with this
baseball.
Guy? It is inside baseball.
Inside baseball.
Yeah, I was going to say, just the, I was just going to name people who are on the team that you would know.
You think Branson even rides a bike?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I know.
In those little bike shorts.
You think he's just lying about it?
He goes to the gay bars in the bike shorts?
No, like, you know, like the type of guy that, like, parks his car, like, right down the road. And then
rides his bike in?
Like, right into the park and then, like, kind of, like, chains it up and walks in. And he's like, puts his helmet and walks into the bar with it, puts his helmet down on the table.
Nah, but then
he goes, let me get a fucking seltzer.
I think a seltzer with lemon?
Yeah. Hold the fucking alcohol.
You've had to drive him home before.
With his bike.
But that's because his car was here.
Yeah, but that's not the same type of biking. He has two different bikes.
No, but
that was like the office when Jim got too drunk and had to get driven home with his bike.
Yeah.
He was too drunk. You had to drive him home and his bike.
He couldn't drive his bike home.
Bernstein will leave his bike here.
From where? It was here.
Here.
Bernstein sometimes drives the bike.
That's a pretty far.
He'll leave his bike
That's
here.
Like a good fucking 2-3 mile.
Yeah, but 2-3 miles on a bike if you're moving ain't bad at all.
Yeah, but it's a lot of uphill.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I guess
not. Once you get up to Cortland Ave.
Right, I used to do two miles, right?
But yeah, it's uphill for a little bit.
I used to do 2 miles. Yeah, bro. I used to do 2 miles in 5 minutes, easy. Like, cause that little deli, back in like the edge of Riverside, like the Misty Vale Deli. You remember that? That little red building.
No.
Oh, it was like 2 miles away. But like, I used to fucking get there in less than 5 minutes.
On
like,
what a fucking
BMX bike.
And a fuck
cruising in a wife beater with a fucking bucket
mongoose.
Hat. No, you know what I had was the fucking
The Huffy.
What? Nah. I had
the Dino.
Yeah, I had a different shit. Yeah. I think that's what it was. Until me and Troy crashed into each other racing, and I bent my tire.
Yeah,
my tire frame.
I got a Dino for Christmas one year with the pegs on it and shit.
Yep. The pegs with fire, bro. I used to kind of be nice on the BMX. I could do like the pogos on it. You know, like hopping on the pegs.
Yeah,
both sides.
Used to BMX
do like
a
some
lot.
Spinnies, you know what I'm saying? Like fucking.
I can pogo
roll
stick.
Yeah,
I'm good with the pogo stick.
I can pogo.
Bullshit.
No, I'm pretty good with the pogo.
How
stick.
Good? Like you can do flips?
I can't do flips, but I can stay on that thing for a long.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, but can you do like? have you seen New Age pogoing?
What else do you do on a pogo stick?
Have you seen New Age pogoing?
Which is like they go crazy high.
Dude, the new pogos are like kind of sick, and like they jump over like fucking cars, like in the street and shit. They do like. Huge flips. It's
I can't
wild.
Do any
These
tricks,
kids are
but I can
wild.
Stay on that thing for a long time.
Pogo stick ain't that easy.
Can you do a one footer or something at least?
Probably. I mean, I'm
probably.
Dude, you're disrespecting.
Is that even a real pogo move?
Disrespecting my pogo stick.
Can you do a one footer?
One footed pogo. You fall.
I like to see you that. Pogo stick.
Can you do kind of nice.
Pogo stick. I'll pogo right now.
Kind of nice.
I'll fucking pogo next week. Pogo contest. We'll see if we pogo the longest.
Oh my god, let's do it.
If you fall off first, I'm gonna laugh so hard.
Yo,
at you.
I feel like you're like you need a bigger pogo stick.
Yeah, you need a. Yeah.
No, you need a bigger.
I
pogo
was gonna say you need to bring an XL pogo stick, dude.
Pogo XL.
Yeah, it's a store down. Fucking at the mall.
The big and tall pogos.
Yeah, the big and tall pogos.
Pogos?
Pogo big and tall.
Bogo on the pogos. Yo. The big and talls.
Get a little bogo sale.
What does pogo stand for? Pogo stick.
Penis.
Penis on. Penis on guys. Ostrich.
Ostrich.
Yeah. On guys. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like a bogo in my butt.
What? yeah, you want to fucking finish off these facts and get into this? Yo, true or false, marijuana can be addictive.
Yes.
True.
Agreed. True or false, there is more tar in marijuana than tobacco smoke.
False.
That can't be true.
It can't be true.
Definitely false. They're talking about resin. It's inaccurate. True or false? Marijuana users have increased risk of cancer.
False. Because we use it to treat
cancer.
False.
It kills
now.
Cancer. I got a med card for cancer. That's bullshit.
If it would use it for cancer, I mean, if it caused cancer.
Where's the answers on this thing?
Oh, those are facts.
This is outdated. This is what I'm saying. Those are the facts. They've now found out that all these facts are wrong, bro.
Fucking red was the most important part of your diet when I was a kid, too.
Sugar was in the pyramid.
Go ahead. You want to read it? Yeah, read it. We're right here. The 50% one.
Marijuana smoke contains 50 to 70% more of some cancer-causing chemicals than tobacco smoke.
False.
No way. That's what the cartoon says there.
Do the last one.
Marijuana is illegal in the United States.
False. False.
Oh my God, it's illegal. All right,
you want to do the fucking? You want to do the fucking Mad Libs?
Yeah, let's do a Mad Libs.
All right, bro. Number one, marijuana users have an increased risk of.
Erectile dysfunction.
Having fun.
Erectile dysfunction.
Fucking eating, banging shit.
Yeah.
Marijuana smokers have more blank and upper respiratory problems.
Fun.
The answer for all of them is fun.
More fun and respiratory problems. Fun, but their lungs are a little bit fucked up.
Whatever, dude, it's fun.
That's the truth.
Marijuana is blank in the United States.
Fun.
It's lit. It's fire.
It's fire?
Yeah, marijuana is fire. Yeah, it's the best. It's the best.
How about surfing?
It's surfing.
In the U.S. Let me write these right here. What do we say? The increased risk of fun? Surfing. Having fun?
Sure, you're about to ruin
what?
A legacy product. An antique.
Should I not ruin it?
No, I'm
fine. I already ruined it.
You can use this if you want.
Having fun. Marijuana smokers have more fun. Marijuana is the best. There is more
blank. You still write like a two-year-old.
Yeah. You should see my handwriting. That's my offhand. There is more blank in marijuana smoke than tobacco.
THC.
Flavor.
Fun.
Fun. All right. Smoking marijuana causes blank problems.
Fun?
causes fun problems.
Fun problems.
That is true.
Marijuana affects your blank and blank.
Dick and balls.
Yeah, you're not going to top that.
No, wait, there's just a period there. What? Oh, I see. It went on.
Can't have your period actually.
But I'm saying, why would they drop it down there? Why didn't they just continue it there? Why didn't they continue it? That doesn't make any sense.
None of that makes sense.
No, actually, right, none of it does. Number 7, marijuana can cause short-term blank and the inability to blank.
Short-term fun.
And the inability to care.
That's it.
Spot on, dude. Fuck you, officer.
Dude, maybe you could get that fucking shit to go viral. You're
probably right.
Like, take a picture of it and be like, yo, found my old dare book.
Yeah, I like this. Dick and balls. Marijuana affects your dick and balls.
Yo, what is that? What year is that, bro? Yeah.
Doesn't that shit say it all?
That'd be so funny.
Yeah, that would be funny. Post it on, like, Spotlight.
What? What is Spotlight?
I don't know.
Yo, what happened to the Tiger's
I don't know.
Isn't it one of those fucking things you go all viral on?
Number 8. Marijuana smoke contains blank. To blank more of some blank causing chemicals than tobacco smoke.
There's too many blanks.
Say it again slow.
Too many blanks.
Yeah, it's too many blanks.
Marijuana smoke contains blank. Contains. To blank.
THC.
And terpenes. It
contains fun.
Yeah, terpenes. And CBD.
No, it's two. So marijuana smoke contains blank to blank.
THC and terpenes.
THC to terpenes?
THC to fun?
No, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know if that makes sense. Marijuana smoke has...
Say some to lots. Some what to about, a lot more.
What about marijuana smoke?
Yeah, some to a lot.
Some
contains some to a lot more.
Of some pussy-causing chemicals.
I like it.
Fun.
I'm okay
fun
with that.
Fun-causing chemicals.
Some to a lot more.
I like pussy. Just wanted to clarify that in case you guys thought it was a gay.
What am I writing here? Fun or pussy?
I could go either way.
Fun causing like, chemicals?
Nah, you wouldn't write pussy in fifth grade, I don't think.
I think dick and balls, mean, yes, but not pussy.
Yeah.
All right. Marijuana can be blank.
I used to call it hairy beavers.
Should I write that?
Yeah. Fun.
Hairy beaver causing chemicals?
Yeah.
In parentheses?
Probably. But then you gotta draw it for reference.
You have to put.
Can I draw it? Let me
draw
it.
Like a little arrow asterisk.
Yeah.
Hairy beavers.
Hairy beavers.
Let me draw a hairy beaver.
Like,
wait, marijuana can be what?
Fun.
Fun. Can I draw a hairy beaver?
Yeah, let me take a picture of it.
Because if you now you think about it, people are going to believe that a fifth grader might have wrote that.
Yeah, especially the way I wrote it.
Yo, let me draw the hairy beaver first.
Dude, no, I'm going to take a picture beforehand, so then you could ruin it, and then I'll take a picture after you ruin it, and I'll pretend it's better.
But I can see the hairy beaver in my head.
Yeah, I can see the hairy beaver in your pants.
Can you? I should work on that.
Fucking, yeah, bitch. There you go, dude. Draw your beaver.
You didn't write Harry Beaver, though.
Angry Beavers. Write it. You got it.
But you didn't write it.
You want me to write it?
I'll
write
if you first. Wrote Harry Beaver, then I would draw a Harry Beaver. Right. I'm gonna write. Otherwise, the reference doesn't even make sense.
Ah, real monsters.
Ah. Which, is that a Nintendo thing?
It's a Nintendo Switch.
Is it cool?
I just spilled beer on.
Yeah.
It's got Mario Kart.
Uh-huh.
I was just playing it before.
Oh, that's very hard, actually.
It has Mario Kart.
It's hard.
Mario! Fuck Mario! What's that from? Mario. Who's Mario? Fuck Mario. Oh, that's from, what movie is that?
You're a dime.
The Mario, plus the Mario 99. Test.
If you're shame, don't even know what you're worth.
You never the seen people the Mario stop test? And
stare, cause you.
Wait, it's up and stare, cause you're bad and it shows.
From your head to your toes.
Out of control.
Baby, you know if I was your man.
Baby, you.
Never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home.
Back to you.
Every night. Doing you right. You the type of woman.
Deserves good things.
This for the diamond.
Hair for the rings.
Baby, you're my star.
I just wanna show you you are. Love
let me be the one to feel everything you want.
And me.
I don't know what I drew.
I started off trying to drive a vagina. It doesn't look like a vagina.
So and then I was
like,
into?
I'm going to turn it into a beaver's face, and now it just looks like a weird ass lion.
What the fuck is that? That should be on it to begin with.
It looks like a fire.
Hairy beavers.
Did you draw a bonfire, dude?
I don't know.
It kind of looks nice, like Bigfoot's dude. Dick.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a baboon.
That actually looks exactly like a fifth grader.
Yeah, drew that shit. Big facts. Not me. I was an artist.
Rub a booger on there and you got it.
I got it. All
right.
Yeah, because you were definitely like this.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, fuck.
Smear a boogie on there.
While you're filling it out. I think you got it.
That's fucking great.
All right, let's call it.
No, dude, I got these fucking chicharrones, bro.
Oh, chicharrones.
I want to try some.
I'm going to watch you guys eat chicharrones.
Yeah, I got to try one bite.
No, I don't eat no pork, man.
Sometimes you do.
Not really.
Pork
you
Maine.
You can try one small
You have
bite.
To say Maine. Instead of saying Maine, you start saying Maine.
Maine. Maine?
Yeah.
Maine?
Yeah.
Maine.
I don't eat no pork, Maine.
Yeah.
It's not, have you never had that shit before?
I never eat no pork rind, man. I'm doing like a Mike Tyson.
But it's like a Funyun, dude. It's not like what you think
I'm
of
try. It.
But it's got like
pork. Yeah, it's exactly
man.
Like a Funyun.
Dude, takes one small nibble.
I never even had a Funyun before. I mean, a pork rind.
He can't eat it.
Not
it's his religion.
The, no, it's
That's
not.
Right.
No, it's not. It's
I'm
not
trying
against.
To be a good Jew.
No,
it's
you're
exactly
not.
What the Funyun is, dude.
You're not, dude.
You enjoy
you're being,
it.
Yo, it's pretty good. I hate to say it. I did always fuck with the baconettes, but that's really good, dude. Don't say that. Bugles fuck me up. Those are banging.
Fried pork skins.
What's wrong with Bugles?
I got fucked up on them. You don't remember?
Yo, yeah, that's the skin. Yeah. It's not the
I
meat.
Want
it's not
one,
even
yo.
The meat. It's just a skin.
Peer pressure, dude.
And it pops.
Yeah,
this
is the skin.
Just the skin.
Come on, give me a good crunch in
it's
the...
just the skin.
Great
you said,
texture.
You said you had good crunch skills.
Pork
cracklings. I don't fucking crunch. Let's talk about good crunch skills.
You want some more?
My man,
they're pretty banging. Shout out to Pork Q. These are some bougie ass fucking.
My man ain't been able to crunch no chips.
Bang them.
My
bang them.
My boy over here.
These are artisanal.
100% of the people on Instagram said that they would not be as good as the fucking classics. And I think they're better. I'm about to be honest with you.
I never had the classics.
Are they pronounced pork Q or pork?
Pork. With the Q.
I think it's just pork.
What do the two dots over the O mean?
Oh, that's
pork. Pork.
Say it like you're fucking Swedish.
Pork.
Bjork.
Pork.
All right, it's your boy Mike Nice coming at you.
Oh, yeah, let's do some.
Did you the.
No, let's do some plugs.
You plug first.
No, never.
I want to give you the honors.
All right, go first. I go last.
All right.
Two shoes, you're going to plug or no?
I'll plug my guitar into it.
There you go. Plug his butt.
You can find me at Mike Nice CT on all platforms. You already know Sid Floyd, Mike Nice music on all streaming platforms. Go get a Blue Play special if you haven't. You already know Ship Is Burning just dropped. The fucking Smoke Out Bug Out is out. You gotta fucking listen to it. It's hilarious. The fucking host is not out yet, but
it will be.
The ones before it on the Porch Tours are out. And it's cool to listen to them. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Keep a lookout for more shows.
I follow Robbie the Fire on all platforms, going back to more frequent Wonder Mouse morning briefings. Been on the road, so I haven't been doing them as regularly. I'm about to drop 10 minutes of new Corona jokes along with the Smoke Out Bug Out, and hopefully going to start putting together another end of year thing. So that's where I'm at.
Hell fucking yeah, man. And you can follow me at Sid_Floyd. Yo, just want to give a fucking huge shout out to you. We had a great fucking month touring on the Porch Tour, and we couldn't have done it without you, obviously. And you fucking put us on. That shit was fucking awesome, dude. So everyone out there, definitely just... You know, no, fucking Robbie the Fire is a goddamn man. But you can follow me, Sid_Floyd, everything. Like Mike said, Ship Is Burning is out. Shout out to Tom Sawyer. He's got a new song out as well. Shout out to our boy KC at Just Right Studios. We got some awesome shit on the way with him and our boy Q as well. Go follow the other podcasts on the Shed Network, Sports Schmorts. We got the Fantasy Football League starting right now, and it's about to go into full fucking gear, so tune in for all of that shit and all your sports updates. Also, Village Hidden in the Shed, popping off, hottest fucking podcast on the Shed Network. It's actually wild how many people are popping in for the views. We got new story arc on the way. Couple What If episodes and a new season where we're going to be tapping into some other animes as well for all you fucking, what do they call them, weebs?
The weeb.
Yeah, for all you fucking seasons. Weebs out there, y'all can fuck with this shit heavy because we're about to dive into some wild fan theories and whatnot. Make sure you check out the footage from the Summer Porch Tour. Smoke Out Bug Out coming soon. Check that shit. Link will be in the bio.
Smoke that shit.
And like that shit. Smoke it. Got weed, got blunt. My name's Jamal.
And I bid you, Mike.
I bid you guys to keep rolling up. You. Sayonara later, bitches.
What do you want?
Pick it up.
Where's Mikey?
He's asleep.
He's asleep. 70 for a dime.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, look me up. I don't want to make a fucking scene.
Well, you already fucking made a bigger scene.
70 for a dime is a fucking deal. I'll be back at 4 to pick it up.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, fucking tell him.
I already fucking told him.
Well, tell him again.
He fucking said no.
Well, make him say yes.
How the fuck am I telling him?
Mikey!